take a deep breath, take the higher road. That's what they always say, as if they know the way. They won't take it from me. But don't ever doubt yourself, it's life ain't just a dream. You make your own, so kick and scream. The people move alike with a never-ending force. You never had the chance, so what you waiting for? The day has come, my friend, cause this is war.
Welcome to Nurses Out Loud. This is your host, Melissa Schreibvetter, and I will be hosting every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I am so excited to announce our guests for the day. I have with me here Dr. Nicole Kimmel. Now, Dr. Kimmel is a PhD, and she is the president of the American Association of Natural Wellness Coaches, and she is the vice president of American Association of the Natural Wellness Practitioner Board. She is the admissions director for the Guardian Ecclesiastical Holistic Association. She and her husband, Stacy, own and operate a natural health center in Sarasota, Florida called Thriveology. Stacy is a traditional naturopath, and Nicole is the developer and owner of Practactics, which is a practitioner wellness business ecosystem. So welcome, Nicole. I'm so happy to have you here today. And a little bit of background information. So Dr. Nicole and I connected because through Functional Nurse Academy, I really wanted to attach a board certification credential. And we chose the both of Dr. Nicole's organizations to receive our accreditation through, which we're just so, so excited about. So I'm so happy to have you here. And I wanted to start off just asking you about, you know, your background. Like, how did you get into the holistic wellness space? And then also, if you can tell me a little bit about what led you to start these holistic associations.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be talking to your audience and sharing this information. I think it's so important. My husband, Stacy, and I started Thriveology, as you said, and all these other organizations just kind of came out of necessity. When we started our clinic 10 years ago, we started in Missouri, and I have a background in business. I'm kind of business mindset. My husband was fitness and nutrition. And then we both went back to school at 40, got our PhDs, and decided we'd open a clinic, both of us in the natural wellness space. So what we didn't know when we opened our clinic is there weren't a lot of resources for the non-state licensed practitioner. I was lucky to have a business background because I kind of knew I could kind of implement some of those different types of solutions that I'd already used for other businesses in the consulting. But what we didn't know is, oh, we need to buy products. We need to buy, we need to have a license. We need to think about credibility. How do we show up in a legal space? There were so many things to this. So I started building out resources for us in our clinic, just us, and working that out for our clinic. And then before I knew it, I had a lot of people asking me in different communities about what we were doing. So it started off that I just built, once we moved to Florida in 2017, I built a directory, because when we arrived in Florida, we didn't know a soul. I'd never been here. We just wanted to move to the beach, basically. We had a full practice in Missouri. We sold everything, basically shut it down, opened up in Florida, didn't know a soul. So we started all over. And when we did, it was even harder at that point because we knew no one. So that's when I really thought about what would be a good business resource for people moving or people trying to find their people. So I started out building a directory called Holistic Health Link. And that is my kind of solution for people to find each other in different parts of the country or the world. Just so, who are the people in Sarasota, Florida that I can contact that are like-minded? Well, from there, a colleague of mine built or actually created a 501c3 called GIA. And at the time, they needed a directory. So they called me. I said, I just launched a directory. How ironic. And he said, well, I need someone to build the license. So I built the license, which we'll be talking about in a little bit. That gave us the ability to have a legal scope of practice, because as most people know, education provides the ethical scope if you're going to a non-state accredited institution, but there really isn't a legal scope of practice. You can still practice, but it's very difficult to feel comfortable without a legal scope of practice. So from there, I started lecturing about licensure, and everybody was asking about board certification. And I didn't know much about that either. So I thought, well, gosh, I need to get into this too. So I started looking into that. And what I found was that when I called the two or three that had been around for two or three decades, there were only a couple organizations, I found that there were no boards. And I was just blown away by the fact that these were board certification organizations that couldn't tell me who the board was. So I thought immediately, I need to create a board because I have so many colleagues in this space. So I started calling around. I had nine people that agreed to it immediately. We built this incredible advisory board for the Practitioner Association. And then I got commissioned to build the coaching organization. And I found another huge group of colleagues that were instantly interested in creating another advisory board for the coach side. So that's really how all those different solutions and resources were built, mainly for the non-state licensed practitioner. But what I'm finding as I've gone through this process is there are many people that are inside state and federal regulation with a medical or a state license, and they've been a little disillusioned after COVID, post-COVID, and they're looking to integrate. They're looking to do more of a functional approach. They're wanting to add some holistic types of modalities to their practice and know the other side. But what they don't know is their current legal scope of practice for whatever it is, nursing or beyond, doesn't cover that many times unless they have some special education. So now we're able to offer board certification to a licensed, state licensed or non-state licensed practitioner or coach that's looking for credibility outside the state in a private organization situation, but we offer all types of titles. So now we can offer, and I'm saying we as in me and my organizations, we can offer licensure, board certification, and Practactics, you mentioned earlier, is basically just my billboard website organization where you can find all my resources on one website instead of you trying to find them all individually. So I basically am giving people the ability to show up in a safe legal space with a legal scope of practice, whether they're in or outside state and federal regulation.
This is so wonderful. And there's so many accomplishments here for what you've done.
Thank you.
I'm so excited about this because, you know, more than ever, and our healthcare field for some time has not been serving people well that are suffering with chronic disease and just multi-system symptoms. And, you know, it's just quite interesting to me that the majority of these diseases are related to chronic disease processes.
Absolutely.
But do we teach our physicians in school about nutrition? They have very, very little teaching on nutrition, and they're not really taught to look at things functionally or taught about lifestyle medicine. So the need to have credentialed holistic healthcare practitioners to go out and serve the public, because we have our country is sick, you know, and when we compare the U.S. to other developed countries, we are really lagging behind. We are the sickest and most drugged nation in the world. Yes. And something that really drew me to your organization, because, you know, I train a lot of nurses, and as nurses, we want those extra letters. We want the board certification.
Absolutely.
I remember with all of the things that went on during COVID, I made a decision when I was seeing this guidance about the forced masking and the social distancing, and then the experimental COVID vaccinations, which I had a very, very serious health concerns about this, and also understanding how we had so many issues with conflict of interest with these government bureaucrats and conflict of interest with our federal agencies. And I made a decision. I was like, you know, I am going to take the risk to go public and speak out against this, because if I am able to prevent one person from having a negative outcome from following this guidance, it's worth it. And
absolutely.
I'm also a Christian, and I have to do what is right with my soul. And yes, I need to follow God and what he wants me to do and carry out his will in this world. So I decided I was going to take that risk and speak out. But at the time when I started my practice, before I started, I went and I got a health coaching credential that was tied to the nursing board. So I was like, oh, this is just fantastic. So if I lose my license because of this corruption that's going on, I lose my nursing license and I lose my additional certification. Yeah. And which luckily this did not happen. I still have my RN license. But around this time, it was really scary. Nurses and also, you know, physicians, we were getting letters from our boards saying things like, if we went against the WHO guidance, the CDC guidance, that we could be disciplined. And just to give you one example from this, you know, with the social distancing things, Dr. Fauci has admitted in a hearing that the evidence or the guidance for social distancing, it just appeared. They did not have any scientific, no solid data to make those recommendations. And there were so many in healthcare that just went along with it because they were scared that they would lose their license. And I decided to not live in fear of this. Yes. So with Functional Nurse Academy, I did get it accredited for like continuing education hours for nurses. But then also I was like, you know what? I do not want to have their board certification toggled to their nursing license, because if I use an outside organization like yours, then they have an organization that is outside of these corrupt guidelines. And it also gives them the flexibility, because these certifications are valid for use in all 50 states. So it's just been such a blessing to be able to offer this. And I also do plan, I know we were chatting about this the other day, but I have so much interest for Functional Nurse Academy that I do plan to make a track for just general healthcare practitioners. And then I'll be chatting with you again about that to get the board certification tied to it. But I do want to ask, so with these board certifications, because, you know, we're seeing it's not just nurses that want to be holistic healthcare professionals. We have all kinds of healthcare professionals, and then maybe individuals that don't have a medical background, but they have been healed holistically and they want to go out there and, you know, kind of join this holistic healing field. So can you tell me a little bit about how someone becomes eligible for one of the board certifications?
Yeah, definitely. Backing up to what you said, first of all, congratulations on speaking out. I think it's really wonderful and love that you're not working in a space of fear, because that's one of the reasons that the license that I developed was because it removes fear. Because a lot of people, whether they're inside or outside state and federal regulation, they are fearful when they're working outside their scope. Now, they could, kind of like my driver's license analogy, you can drive down the road all day and be the best driver on the road. And if you get pulled over by the police and they say, let me see your license, and you don't have one, you still have no permission to drive. So even if you're working in the best space, helping the most people with chronic disorder or otherwise, if someone decides to say something to the health department, you can be shut down in two. By having the right credentials in place, you eliminate the fear. And there's so much fear in this space, especially coming from the state side. I've just recently, in the last year or two, started working a lot with state licensed, medically licensed practitioners and coaches and nurses. And there is a ton of fear because that's been imposed. And so to remove that fear, to be able to know what's available to you, most people don't even know it's available. So to know it's available, to know that you can utilize this in all 50 states, as you stated, especially the license. Now, the difference here, to make sure that the clarification is set, board certification is credibility, and it provides you the ability to show up in a space having your education authenticated by a third party, which is our board. But licensure gives you the legal scope of practice. So to me, both of those things are equally important. Some people do one or the other, but when I do any kind of lecturing and teaching, I think it's important that people understand that board cert is not action. It doesn't do anything for you in terms of providing legal help or giving you the scope that you need. It just gives you that credibility by that authentication. So it's wonderful to have both credentials in place. As far as eligibility goes, we only look at education. We're not saying you have to have a license to show up and be eligible for our board cert, because the majority of the people that come to us and apply don't have state licensure. That's why I created this organization, is for people who want to have credibility and they want to have a legal scope of practice to be able to work outside of fear and feel like they're significant and that they can work with people without the fear in a legal space. So the eligibility portion of that is strictly education. Now, for what you're doing, Melissa, we see and we've discussed that for them to show up and get the nurse's title, which we have very specifically, you know, created those titles for you and your graduates, they would need to show a license and your education. But I'm not just accepting licenses as eligibility, because we're a natural holistic organization. So if you have an RN, that's wonderful, but that doesn't qualify for our natural holistic board certification titles. So we just ask when someone applies that they've got a license, wonderful. We want to see it, especially if they're a nurse, alongside their education, which gives them the ability to choose that title that's not completely tied to a state licensed RN.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And also when you mention eligibility for these board certifications, and I know for Functional Nurse Academy, you reviewed like our curriculum outline. Absolutely. So we were approved for the accreditation. Now, is that your process that for, because, and actually how I found you was there are very well-established holistic health educational programs that I noticed were using your accreditation. And I was like, well, I'm going to look at that for Functional Nurse Academy. So basically for, say, like a license-specific credential, a nurse-specific credential, they need to show their license and that they did graduate from an academy like Functional Nurse Academy that has been approved through your boards.
Yes, correct. And your organization, your school institution is accredited, and we go through a very thorough process of accreditation, as you know. So you apply on your own separate application. We look through your entire curriculum to make sure that it matches our standards and guidelines to be able to provide board cert to your graduates, and it well exceeded that. So congratulations on your curriculum, because it's really amazing. I'm thrilled to death to have nurses know about what we're doing, because man, nurses can make a huge difference in what we're all experiencing in the climate right now for change. I believe in our lifetime, we will see this flip. We will see that chronic disorder will be looked at more as a first point than a last resort. Because what my husband and I do, I'm the first point of contact when I answer the phone at our clinic. And most of the time, people have seen everyone, they've taken everything, they've done everything, they've talked to everybody, and they just aren't well. And as soon as I let them know that, you know, we're not in that box, we're way outside that box. What we do on the holistic side is we provide options. And really the best thing that I can share with people who are looking to share what they do outside of state and federal regulation, the best I ever heard was a line that I learned from a naturopathic doctor from Canada. We were all asking the questions of how do you describe yourself when you pick up the phone? What do you say that you do? Because of course, that's the first thing. What do you guys do? I mean, I'm used to getting blood labs, and I'm used to, you know, they go down the list of what the conventional, you know, standard of care route is. And the best thing I've learned, and it's 100% closing every single time, is we remove obstacles to good health so the body can heal itself as God intended. So when you think about, you're really just an obstacle remover. So if you can go in and you can help chronic disorder by removing obstacles through all the options that natural remedies and modalities provide to you through really great education like Functional Nurse Academy and all the other great ones out there, that's all you have to do is remove the obstacles. You're not treating, you're not diagnosing, you're not curing, you're working on chronic disorder. And clearly, if curing, treating, and diagnosing helped chronic disorder, there wouldn't be chronic disorder. So really, when you think about saying that you're removing obstacles, of course, use everything you learned within your state and your federal accredited schooling. It's amazing that you have that. But if you're integrating the natural side of this, removing the obstacles is really where it's at.
Yes. So you and I sound so like what you're talking about. I say this all the time, because God, we are magnificently designed by God, but we're not living in the Garden of Eden.
That's right.
You know,
I mean,
there are so many chemicals that we're bombarded by, and it is astonishing to me that the regular run-of-the-mill conventional doctor has no knowledge of this. And a lot of times when these patients go in, and also, you know, there's so many people I talk to and I'm like, okay, what do you think caused this dysfunction in your body? A lot of times they're right. They have that intuition that I believe is from right. God. But if you go to your run-of-the-mill conventional doc and talk about things like detox, a lot of these people are going to get go through the gaslighting process, or they're going to be looked at like they're crazy. And I will say, like, I don't think division is helpful. I think that, like, you know, holistic and conventional, I think we need to, like, communicate well, collaborate together, help each other. But I will say this, these conventional run-of-the-mill doctors that are gaslighting patients, that are pushing experimental vaccines and other products, are telling patients that diet doesn't matter, they are part of the problem. This is one of my first questions when I do an intake. I say, are you happy with your PCP? Because if you are just getting worse every year, you need to fire that doctor, because there are things that we can do to support and promote your health. And another analogy I like to use, so I just think about this really thick fish, and this fish is sick because it is living in a filthy fish tank. What do you do? Do you just give the bunch of, do you just give the fish a whole bunch of drugs and drug it out? Or do you go in and clean the fish tank?
Clean the water. Yep.
And holistic medicine is we're cleaning the fish tank. And I hear this a lot from nurses, because of our licensure, we're so cautious to make sure we're practicing within scope and we are licensed and regulated. And a lot of nurses think, well, I'm not an MD, I'm not a nurse practitioner, so I can't practice functional medicine. And when we're looking at lifestyle medicine, doing that really good assessment to see what the obstacles are, what are the triggers. I have had so many people heal by just focusing on these basic foundations of health and wellness. The stress, crap food, toxins. Those are the big ones. And a lot of people, like the general public, they, a lot of them really don't know. You know, a lot of people think that the fridge filter that they're getting their water supply from is completely filtering out their water. They don't realize that a lot of the chemical ingredients and pesticides and herbicides that we're using on our food in the U.S., many of these are banned in other countries, you know? Yes. So much of what we do as, like, holistic practitioners is education-based.
Absolutely. Yeah, I will say that medicine saved my life twice in emergency surgeries. So they've got their place, and man, thank God for them. But at the same time, the people that are working with chronic disorder aren't pretending to be surgeons. So I feel like it's really important that each take their space and show up proudly in their space, because if you're not trained in chronic disorder and you're not trained in nutrition, why even try to dabble in that business? Do what you do well and be proud. And I say that to all the people that I work with on the other side of it too. If you're not in medicine, show up proudly. Don't wear your white lab coat with your name on it and your stethoscope. Don't try to pretend to be something you're not. Be really proud of yourself and show up and help people heal their chronic disorder through removing their obstacles and share those options. It's the first thing I tell people is we're going to provide options for you that you've probably never heard of. And then you get to choose what you want to do. We're not telling you don't take your medicine. We're just saying to you, here's some options, and then you get to choose. But most people don't even know that there are options. So I think it's wonderful that nurses are looking at this, and even other state licensed medical doctors that are thinking that they'd like to integrate. You know, integration functional medicine is still very different from the natural side. So to be able to be educated on the natural side and that be a first point, I think that's still really important for people to look at that and understand the difference.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there are very good, you know, conventionally trained providers that are sprinkled in the system. And I think it's good to have those relationships, because they may not have the expertise and the nutrition and the lifestyle, but they do need to be open-minded to it, you know, because we can, you know, if they don't have that information, they can refer you to somebody that does.
Right. And the other side too. Right. Exactly.
And I actually had a situation. So of course I am the crunchy mom, right? So my son, my little boy, had an infection on his finger, and I tried all of the natural things, but it didn't work. And it started looking gnarly. And I was like, okay, we're going to take you to a conventional doc. Yes. We're going to look at our options. I made the decision, risk versus benefit, to give him the antibiotic.
Absolutely.
And then I worked to rebuild his gut microbiome. So I
Yep.
think that, you know, just like we see with some conventional docs that they think that functional medicine and holistic medicine is quackery, we also see this in the holistic realm where they can get so far on the other side that they think that that all conventional medicine is quackery. So I think just being like level-headed and then, you know, understanding, like I'm an advocate of, you know, patient safety, informed consent. We need to educate this population about their options and then they get to choose. But you're right that a lot of, I've talked to a lot of patients that they don't realize that they can say no, or that they can fire their doctor. And again, when you fire your doctor, it's not some, I fired a lot of them. It's not some like dramatic, like you're fired and I slam the door. You just don't go back.
You just don't go back, right.
And sometimes we like our medical providers. Like we like them as a person, but they may not be serving you well, or they may not be the right fit for you. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, we must take our health into our own hands.
Yes.
And when I work with this population, I view them as they are the CEO of their health. And I kind of help to empower them and educate them. But they're the one that makes the decisions, you know?
And they make a really good informed decision, you know, based on all the information that you provide. So yeah, that's exactly right. I think everybody has their place and we can all work as a team. My husband works in the space a little different than I do. He's the naturopath. We don't call him that in the state of Florida. He works under his PhD in natural medicine, but I do mind. I do mindset. I do development in terms of all the things that have to do with the mind. And he does the body. And then we've got people we refer to that are in the space of state licensure, that if somebody needs hormonal bioidenticals, we can refer them out to someone that maybe has some type of pharmacy that does compounding that uses natural preservatives as opposed to synthetics. So I think you can find your chain of people, you can find your team, and then you can refer those people out based on the needs. I think that's the smartest way to go about it, because all of us matter. All the positions matter. It's just giving that person the ability to choose, like you said, but knowing that if someone needs something that you can't provide, you've got someone that you can send them to, that you know that that referral is really good because you've had a good experience with them as well.
Yes, absolutely. And I think getting this information out to people, I think it's going to help to heal our country, which
absolutely.
We desperately need.
Yes.
And we are going to go ahead and take a break. America Out Loud Talk Radio plays on the iHeart Radio Network. You can also listen on our media player from any web browser anywhere in the world. We have the best-in-class apps available on Apple, Android, and Alexa, where we stream 24/7. And now you can also hear them on the podcast on those same apps.
It's time and this is what.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
You wouldn't go a day without brushing your teeth or washing your hands. What about washing your nose? I mean, your nose does filter the air you breathe, air loaded with bacteria, viruses, and irritants. Make nasal hygiene part of your routine with Clear. No messy bottles to fill, no drowning sensation. Clear is a natural drug-free saline with the added benefit of xylitol, which blocks bacterial and viral adhesion. Available in stores and online at clear.com. That is X-L-E-A-R.com.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
Many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. Our goal is to herald the voice of genuine liberty at AmericaOutLoud.news, a place where you'll find the naked truth expressed with a patriotic heart. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Time and this is love. Welcome back to Nurses Out Loud. This is Melissa Schreibfetter, your show host for today. I am here with my friend, Dr. Nicole Kimmel, who is the president of the American Association of Natural Wellness Coaches and the vice president of American Association of Natural Wellness Practitioners. We are discussing today the importance of having holistic credentialed, holistic healthcare practitioners about the impact that we can have on the health of the country. And we are talking a little bit more in detail about her associations and how they are different from our standard licensed government regulating organizations. So, well, welcome back, Dr. Nicole. And
Thank you. I did want
to ask you, I know that you also have your organizations are also associated with the Guardian Ecclesiastical Holistic Association. I would love to hear, I wasn't really familiar. It's also, we also call it GEHA for short. Is that
GEHA.
What you refer
to? GEHA.
GEHA. Okay.
GEHA.
GEHA. For short, I would love for you to elaborate on that.
Yeah.
Like, what are the benefits of this licensure and what is the process about obtaining it?
Yes. So GEHA is a 501c3. We offer ecclesiastical licensure that's valid in all 50 states. So what's really wonderful about that is in providing a legal scope of practice, you also are able to work virtually. And we know how important that is post-COVID. So you're not just tethered to one state. You can offer your services in all 50 states. And of course, again, application process, we look at education, not licensure. If you have licensure, wonderful, we love to see it. But we're looking for education in this case because we're assessing risk and liability when we approve a practitioner or a coach for a license. This is governed by the U.S. Constitution, First and 14th Amendment, the ability to assemble and the ability to choose your health care. So that's why it is valid in all 50 states. The benefits are numerous. We provide a legal scope of practice. So there is a monthly fee for this because we retain attorneys from the National Center of Law and Liberty, or the NCLL. So what's really awesome about that is when someone becomes licensed, they have access to the NCLL to ask legal questions about their practice outside state and federal regulation. These attorneys have been practicing in this space of law for over 30 years, so they know it very, very well. It's hard to find people that know this space of law. So people that are GEHA licensed have the ability to ask endless questions for free. And then if they ever happen to need representation, they can hire one of these attorneys within the NCLL. pennies on the dollar compared to what you do if you had to go out and find yourself or hire yourself an attorney. Now, I like to think about the entrance strategy a little more than the exit strategy. The exit strategy is a bit negative, but still very realistic. So the entrance strategy basically is that you have a license. And for the state licensed practitioners, you've already got a license, but perhaps you're looking at working outside that scope, that legal scope that you have as a nurse or a medical doctor or a nurse practitioner, and you'd like to be covered on the other side, maybe nutrition or suggesting supplements or something like that. That's what GIA does. GIA provides that scope. And if you go to the website, which I'm sure there'll be links provided, you can read our code of operations or our scope, and it explains to you what exactly you can do within our legal scope of practice. But oh my gosh, as far as a entrance strategy, to be able to say you're licensed both in inside and outside the state and be able to do both, provide both, that's the best combination, in my opinion, if you are already state licensed. And then to be able to have the exit strategy of if for some reason you would ever need legal assistance, we have that provided to you, because that's really important. And I think a lot of people in this space work in fear because they just don't know what they can and can't do. So they really never know when the next phone call might come in, or when somebody's going to submit a letter to the health department, or when somebody's going to come in and be nosy and sit in front of their desk and try to get them to answer questions that maybe they're not supposed to be answering. So this really provides someone the ability, as a 501c3 religious exemption organization, to be able to show up in a space and speak about things from the Bible. It's very specifically that. So not only do you have that governmental regulation, but you also have the religious side of it as well.
Oh, I absolutely love that. And it's so true. So many of us, we want to help our client population, but there's so much fear,
yes,
you know, because it, and especially for nurses, because they're like, well, am I able to recommend this? Am I able to do this? Yes. And, you know, we go to nursing school, we don't go to law school. So it is really nice to be able to have that additional licensure just as like another layer of protection, and then also have access to these legal services. So really, really interesting there. One other question that I receive, I have a lot of nurses that reach out to me from Canada and also from the UK. And I always explain to them that, you know, we are accredited, but it is, you know, more national accreditation within all 50 states. Do you have any resources or recommendations for, say, nurses or holistic healthcare practitioners that are operating in, you know, say Canada, UK,
absolutely,
other countries?
Yeah. So GIA is the only organization out of all the ones that I own and operate that is only USA. Board certification accreditation is international, just so you know that. So anyone in the world can become board certified with our organization. I literally have people all over the globe apply for board certification, and I mail out certificates all over the world. So just know that board certification is international. So Canadians can definitely apply for board cert. I mail board certs out to Canada all the time. Now, GIA is not. And the reason it's not is because it's governed by the US Constitution. So that's why it's a little bit different. It's a 501c3 business entity governed by the US Constitution. So only USA citizens or dual citizenship people can apply for GIA. They have to have a USA address, even if they've got dual citizenship. But just to clarify that, you can board certify. You are accredited internationally, Melissa. So you can have people board certify all over the world.
Well, so we learn something new every day. So, you know,
so yay,
the organization, I was like, okay, American Association. I was not aware that you know, my Canadian nurses and
yes,
UK and all these other places that this is an international.
So yeah. So let me tell you the strategy behind that. So the strategy was, when I set the name up, I talked to several colleagues before I ended up naming it what I named it. And every one of them said, everyone in the world is looking for an American credential. So call it American, whether they're from another state, another country or not, because that is a really advantageous credential for someone to hold in another country. So that's why we named it that. But it is an international organization so people all over the world can apply. And again, not based on licensure, only based on education. So if they do, if someone does apply with a license, wonderful, but I'm still asking them for education if they don't upload it, because we're not a licensed organization. We're only looking at education to give you the credibility you need to be able to show up in your space without fear and feel really good about what you're doing and providing those wellness services. In addition, I meant to mention that both those organizations, AANWP, AANWC, and GIA, provide pre-qualification for liability insurance, which is a really big deal. A lot of people can't get that. Now, that's only in the USA because I only represent insurance in the USA. But if you're in the USA, you have pre-qualification that we've already pre-negotiated for you for liability insurance if you are board certified or licensed by one of our organizations.
Great news. So I know that. So, and I would like to learn a little bit more about the AANWC, which is the coaching board, mm-hmm. versus the practitioner board. So of course, quite similar. When practitioners say are board certified through the coaches association versus the practitioner association, I know that they get to go in the directory, which can be a great way for the patient population to find holistic health practitioners. I did want to ask, with the directories, is the AANWP directory different from the AANWC, or does it just all go to that holistic health link?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So the only people that get added to our AANWP or AANWPB or AANWCB directories are those who sit for the exams. Those are not available to the non-exam. So if someone wants to be on a directory and they decide to go through the non-exam application process, they can apply with a discount, part of the membership benefit, to be listed on Holistic Health Link. So that's a separate entity. That's that first organization that I created that kind of then all these other subsequent organizations kind of stemmed from. But the only people added to our international registries, different than a directory, these are the registries, are those who sit for our exams. And that's on AANWP and AANWC. It's a coaches board exam and then a practitioner board exam. The coaches board exam is for health and life coaches, and the practitioner board exam is for naturopathic education only. So it's very specific. However, you still have the ability to show up in a directory with Holistic Health Link, whether or not you want to be on the registry by taking the exam. I would say 70% of people do the non-exam unless they've specifically got naturopathic education or specifically got health or life coach education. There's really no reason to sit for the exams otherwise.
Well, thank you for explaining all of that. That makes a lot of sense. And I did also want to just, I think that you guys have just done so much. And remind me again, how many years have you had these organizations?
So Florida, when I moved here in 2017, we started our clinic here, Thriveology, in Sarasota. I decided that I wanted to build a directory, and that's when it all started. So I literally started this whole process in 2017, the directory then, from there, the ability to build the license came up, and the license needed a directory, which I had already built. So that was kind of funny that went backwards like that. And then once I built the license, then I was lecturing about it and board certification came up and I started trying to figure out who I could refer for board certification, but I'm very particular about my referrals. So I wanted to make sure it was, you know, a really high level, respectable referral. So I just decided to build my own. And from there, that went into another organization called mywellnesswebsite.com, because I found that the biggest thing people needed in this space were websites. They didn't know the legal language. They didn't know how to build it. They didn't have the money to update it, maintain it, host it, all the things. And that's my space. So I built a whole platform for that. So now people can have their own hosted websites for $30 a month with all the legal language and everything done for them if they want to have an online presence built with 30 templates. So basically, if you're a wellness professional and you're outside state and federal regulation, or let's say you've integrated, you're an entrepreneur. You're no longer working in a setting of hospital or clinic referrals and leads coming to you, or you are, and you're still working on your own. But if you're working on your own, you're literally an entrepreneur. So a lot of health professionals don't have business education. They don't have those principles in place. So I just started building them out because that was what my background was in. So once I built that, then I decided, oh my gosh, I've got so many, I should put together all of these things in one place. And that's where Practactics came in. And I've got many from there in addition, which I won't go into detail now because I've built several others. But if people want to learn more, they can go to practactics.com and learn about all the resources I provide, not only for safety, legality, and business, but also for digital marketing for the purpose of growing your practice. We just launched a new program. My husband and I worked on it for a year called Eat Tactics. And it's an amazing practitioner guided nutritional system that's just phenomenal for growing someone's practice with a very high tech, high level system for building out nutrition, weight loss, whatever you want to call it. That's on Pract Tactics. We also have launched a digital program called Oplex, which your graduates actually, if they have an RN degree, they are pre-qualified for our accelerated test out PhD program. That's listed on Pract Tactics. That's a really important point to what I want your listeners to know, because it's a very exclusive group of people. It's the only one of its kind in the country. Actually in the world, that allows people to test out with their current license and their current education through a testing process online that I just took and moved online. It's been around for 30 years, but I moved it to an online platform now. So if someone has an RN and they apply for it, they can literally take their RN license and do an accelerated PhD program from a school that I work with very closely. So that is also listed on Pract Tactics. There's a great track there. So anybody that's interested in that, getting a credential beyond an RN license, but they don't want to go back to school and spend the 5 or 6 or 8 years and $150,000, they can get a PhD in an accelerated way outside of state and federal regulation, though. This is not Department of Education. This is all outside that. But man, talk about a path. You know, you're an RN and you're wanting to work on the integrated side. Get a PhD in natural medicine. Use your license to do so. It's a very, very simple online process, but it's a tedious test, but man, saves you a lot of time and money and years.
Yes. So another thing I'm so excited about, my nurses are going to love this because we're nerds at heart.
Yes.
We want the extra education. We want the extra letters and the credentials, but I am hearing from nurses and other healthcare professionals all the time that say nurses that want to go back to NP school or somebody else that wants to go and get a doctorate, but they have real concerns about the type of indoctrination that is going on in college curriculum. And then also I have a lot of nurse practitioner students that just started and they're second guessing it because they are now awake to how much these special interest groups, including big pharmaceutical companies, really alter and have so much control over the curriculum.
Yes, the teaching.
And I know that when I finished nursing school, after I became awake to this corruption, I was really upset about the things I learned in school, that there were so much of it that wasn't even correct.
I hear a lot.
It was pharmaceutical companies that are influencing our education, you know? So I have a lot of nurses that would be interested in this because they want to further their education, but they don't want to contribute to an educational institution that's not doing the right thing. And then they also don't want all of this information. I had another nurse that I talked to and she was like, I don't want all of this pharmaceutical nonsense in my brain. And I will say, like, I went to nursing school a long time ago. It's been over 10 years. But when I look back, I am like, I went to pharma school. I did not even learn about vitamins and minerals, vitamin D, my entire nursing school. I didn't have any classes or any training in nutrition. I had like one prerequisite class before I was in nursing school in nutrition, but it was government nutrition, you know, where we're teaching like the food pyramid and we're like, oh yeah, make sure you get your whole grains. You eat a whole bunch of bread and pasta and all of this nonsense. And it's like, I look back at it and I'm like, I spent so much money and so much time just filling my brain full of nonsense. And then I had to get out of the system and then just relearn everything. So this
Under $5,000 for an RN who uploads their RN license on the application, which again, this is all on practtactics.com, under $5,000 in less than 120 days through 16 tests with two attempts each, someone can have a PhD outside state and federal regulation. The education is phenomenal. We had a group of people contribute questions. It's over 1,400 questions on the natural side outside of state and federal regulation. And we beta tested this with a nurse practitioner and a physician who is a surgeon for 20 years. So we brought in two medical state licensed practitioners to say to us, what is this like for you? And both of them have since left medicine. And I don't mean left it like they let their license go, but they're now on the side of it where they're working on their own, making really good decisions for themselves, which then, you know, then that relates to their clients' patients. But they both went through this process and did these tests and got their PhDs in natural medicine. There are four or five titles that are offered, but one exam, meaning 16 tests within an exam, but it's the same exam. And you can just choose different titles that you'd like for your PhD, but then you can put PhD behind your name and you show up with PhD in 50 states. It's recognizable. It doesn't compete with medicine. Everybody knows what a PhD is. So it's a really great way to show up in a space with natural medicine tagged to your RN, if that's what the, you know, if that's what you're working in now, and do it in 120 days under $5,000. In the space outside of state and federal regulation. So it's really a great option for people who want to go that route.
Yeah, that's amazing. And this reminds me, I just had a naturopathic doctor on my show last week, and we were talking about how she decided to go the non-licensed route because of all of the additional regulation, which many of us believe are unnecessary. So, but she went the naturopathic doctor route to get her PhD instead of going the licensed route.
Yes. So, but now you can have both. You can get the PhD and get a GIA license. So you're a licensed PhD, just not within the state. So really there's nothing now that a person can't do. From 2017 to now, we needed it in our clinic. My husband's a traditional naturopath, but naturopathy is illegal in the state of Florida. So we do not use that. We do not practice under that. But the only state that allows it that's illegal is Florida if you work under Christianity religious exemption. So we use our GIA license in the state of Florida, not using naturopathy, but using his PhD in natural medicine. So when you have a PhD, you're not competing with anybody anywhere, not medicine, nor any other entity or any other license, because PhD stands alone. So it just gives people all the ability to do all the things they want to do without even considering having to spend 5 years, $250,000 worrying about a state regulated box. When is it going to change? What can I can't do? You know, what am I told I can say and can't say, suggest and not suggest? Literally everything that my husband and I have needed. If it hasn't been there, I've built it. If it has been there and it's been not great, I've rebuilt it. So if anything that comes along in the future that I see as a gap, I'm trying my best to fill that gap, because I do feel like I said, in our lifetime, it's going to be necessary, if we're going to all make this shift together, that the people that are doing that have the legal capacity without fear to show up in that space really well and really powerfully, but in a way that they can feel good about representing what it is that they're offering.
Yeah, so true. And we desperately need this alternative healthcare model of practitioners that are not scared to do the right thing. And this is another thing that reminds me of nursing. You know, I mean, so many, and I don't want to name specific organizations or associations, sure, but, you know, as nurses, you know, we have the standard conventional nursing. Then we also have associations that are more natural medicine minded, but at the end of the day, they're all tied to the major nursing associations, absolutely, which are influenced by special interest. And yes, what I was seeing was our holistic alternatives were still, they were like, oh, you know, we're holistic over here, but they were still in lockstep, absolutely, with our three-letter agencies that are openly captured. So I was like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. And this is the definition of insanity when, absolutely, we keep doing the same thing over, yep, and over that just keeps failing. So I think this is a really good, this is an amazing turn and direction that we can take in healthcare. And I think that it is just so, it's so clever to look for these alternate licensure, alternate, mm-hmm, board certification and things like that.
Well, thank you for getting it out there, Melissa. Thank you. Because although I think a lot of people would do all these things, they don't even know it exists. That's been the problem, is when I do lectures and webinars and podcasts, most people say, I didn't even know it existed. So there are people working that would love to be able to show up in a credible, safe legal space, but they don't even know that they have that opportunity. So thank you so much for getting this information out there.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm so happy that we connected. This has been amazing. And I really think that the more professionals that get these certifications, I think it is just going to keep growing. And then more and more people are going to know that this is like a wonderful option. And I think it's going to have just such a, I think it's going to be so beneficial to yes. the health of our community and our world. And I did want to ask you, so I do have all of your links. So I will post your links in the show notes for our Great. Listeners. And where are the best places if our audience wants to follow you or find you online? Where would you recommend they go to?
Well, I think just going to practactics.com, that's really the best one. Now, you can email me anywhere at any of my organizations on any of the websites. It's going to come to me at one of those email addresses. But the reason I say practactics is if someone wants to kind of discover all of the different solutions and resources that I have built and that I'm providing, that's where everything is. And they can email me from there regarding any of those solutions, and I can answer them back through practactics.com. My email's right there on that website. And then they can just kind of peruse the website at their leisure and see what are those available resources. What do they need? What's available to them that they don't even know they need that might be there? So that's really the best place to find me for them to kind of research all the different things I offer.
Great. So that's going to be listed. And also, any just final advice for our audience?
Yeah, I've got a ton of advice because I've done lots of things wrong and learned to not do them wrong through trial and error myself. Having a clinic, that's given my husband and I a really unique perspective of not just talking about something, but we've done it and we're still doing it. You know, 10 years later, we celebrate our decade this December. So I would say if there's any advice at all, I would say set yourself up as a business. If you want to be taken seriously as a business, be a business, because yes, you're helping people, but if you don't have all the necessary business tools in place, like you don't have an LLC, you don't have a logo, you don't have a name, you don't have an EIN number, so you can't set up a bank account. So you don't. I teach this stuff all the time because a lot of health professionals are used to a hospital setting. They don't need to know this, or they're used to going to a non-state accredited school and now they're in business for themselves and they didn't realize that they needed to be have entrepreneurial skills. So I would say on Practactics, you'll see there's a good list of those things. But really, if you want people to take you serious, you have to take yourself serious and you have to set yourself up with all the same business tools and resources that any business would. Know what you want to charge, know how you want to say it, know how you want to present it, deliver it with confidence. When someone asks you, what do you charge? Have it ready. Move people in a direction where you know that you can help them best by just maybe redirecting them to, we remove obstacles to good health so the body can heal itself. When would you like to book an appointment? My fees are da 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 da. So I would say just kind of learning some really good language that's assertive and confident and caring and loving and showing up in the space of having everything set for yourself. So when someone does come to see you, fear is removed. You've got credibility. You've got scope of practice. You've got everything in place that you need to really show up with a really powerfully great business.
Well, thank you so much for your words of wisdom. And I'm just so happy that you joined us today.
Thank you. Thank you again.
It's time.